there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and Bill the Producer. We are back from the DEMA show, the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show, that which was in Orlando last week. And quite an event, wasn't it, Bill? What are you looking for?
The last time that I saw you, there were mermaids everywhere.
Yes. We broke a record of the most mermaids and wettest mermaids on in the history of Scuba Radio last week at the DEMA show.
Now, that was cumulatively wettest, not quantitatively wettest.
No, it was both.
Well, there were so many of them that there was more wetness spread around.
Yeah, they were...
wetness is actually pretty standard.
Okay. But they did spray everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. They were squirting out of the pool, out of the Be a Diver pool. They got me a little wet. I had my my microphone with me. I could have been electrocuted. It's lucky that I'm alive today after what I witnessed last week at the
DEMA show. Because nothing would be more ridiculous than four C-cell batteries ending your life.
Okay, it wouldn't be like a lightning strike. It'd be a slow, miserable death. Maybe. I don't know.
I think you already got one of those in store.
What are you trying to say exactly?
We're not as young as we used to be, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Well, true that. But yeah, we had...
At this point, dying young and leaving a pretty corpse is actually out of the question.
So we'll just die and be buried around pretty...
Yes, that's our goal now.
Yeah.
Die around a pretty corpse.
And we had eight of them last week at the DEMA show. We had eight mermaids.
They were pretty. They're not corpses.
And there is some new pictures that literally have just been posted at scubaradio.com. They're on the photo page. You can see the first wave of DEMA photos that we attained at the show and have just released online. Check them out, because if you weren't at the DEMA show, it was a trade-only event. It's worth seeing some of these pictures. And then maybe you go back and listen to the show that we did last week, and you can put the two together, and it'll give your eyes something to look at while you listen to us.
Which beats the pants out of looking at us.
Okay, good point.
There's no question about that.
We may pop in every once in a while in the background, but definitely the mermaids took center stage along with the scuba cowboy. And we got some great shots. Richard, who was our professional photographer, he got some great shots. Probably the best pictures I've ever seen from a DEMA event of the Scuba Radio crew were taken at this year's DEMA show, thanks to Richard.
And that's because most other pictures are taken without the use of, you've got just the ambient lighting.
Yeah, it's actually, believe it or not, it is so difficult to get good pictures at the DEMA show. Because they do. They have, there's a lot of black and blue, and the lighting at these convention halls is too dim.
It's a convention hall, so the lights are actually, no exaggeration, 30 feet over your head.
Right.
So it's a very diffuse lighting, and there's a lot of shadow.
Right.
And there's a lot of structure, and most people have, like you pointed out, the carpeting is almost always a dark kind of sea blue.
I have literally thousands of photos over the last 15 years of DEMA shows, which, by the way, this was my 15th year at the DEMA show, where every single picture has that kind of ghost thing going on.
Right.
Because the shutter speed of the cameras can't keep up because the lighting's not bright enough. And so you get all these blurred images of the crew and the mermaids and that kind of thing. Not the case this year, thanks to our photographer, Richard. He got some amazing shots. And once again, they are up there at scubaradio.com. Check them out, along with a bunch of new pictures that we just posted.
New. N-E-W. Oh, it is. I just wanted to make sure it was perfectly clear.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to crash the server thinking you said nude.
Well, you might have to go look for yourself. No, they definitely are new pictures from our latest visit to Grenada. So right before we were in, we're at the DEMA show, Mermaid Tony, and myself spent 10 days diving a rebreather. Remember, we had a 3-hour dive on the rebreather. We had a 157-foot dive on the rebreather, the silent diving evolution and inspiration, along with our friends from Aquanauts Grenada. Well, the pictures that I took, I have just released online. And, you know, this is the first time I was able to take my camera down in a no-bubble environment on these rebreathers. And I got some of the best shots I've ever taken on my Olympus PL2. And they are now online at scubaradio.com.
Is it easier to take pictures when you don't have to worry about the bubbles and the changing in your buoyancy, the temporary in-out breathing changes in your buoyancy? It's not easier?
No. You can get closer to marine life, but as far as getting a good picture, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get a good picture whether there's bubbles or not.
Right.
That doesn't matter. It comes down to the photographer and the equipment you're using. In my case, it's all about the equipment and a hell of a lot of luck. Some of the pictures, you know, we had some mucked up situations, so there's some visibility issues here and there, but some of the other pictures turned out really, really good. And they are up there at scubaradio.com. Click on them. You can take a look at what we did there. It's some of the festivities there at the Dodgy Dock right next to Aquanauts Grenada. And enjoy them and spread them around. Why not? You know, that's what it's all about. Sharing the love of diving and maybe these pictures will help of all the mermaids and some of our scuba radio shenanigans that took place there on the Spice Island. Now, a lot of stuff to cover today. Some, leftover DEMA material we have to get into because, you know, when we recorded the show from the DEMA show floor, it was at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to really delve into the nuts and bolts of some of the new products that made their debut at the DEMA show today or last week. So today we're going to do some of that and get into that. But also some of the things that kind of got glanced over, we're going to cover, delve into today as well. One is Dive Training Magazine, just released.
You know, that magazine has been, noted for its, stellar journalism over the years.
Yeah. Well, Mark Young, the publisher, is going to come on the show today and talk about their 20-year anniversary issue.
20
years. Literally
years.
Just came out. I came back home from the DEMA show and it was in my mailbox. And, you know, being the modest folks that they are at Dive Training, this magazine is the best dive magazine in the dive industry, bar none. I don't care who you are. You can quote me if you like, but it's the truth. There's just a lot of material, a lot of content in this magazine that you just don't get in the other magazines. The closest one, Alert Diver Magazine from Dan. But that's kind of like their membership magazine.
Mm-hmm.
That's an excellent one, too. But Dive Training, consistently, for the last 20 years, has just had phenomenal content. And if you're a diver, you know what I'm talking about if you've looked through this magazine. There's a lot of meat to those bones when you cruise into these articles. It's not a bunch of fluff. And they've been doing it for 20 years. They didn't make a big deal about it. I mean, if I was them, I would have been all over this. It was like 20-year celebration. Oh, my gosh, let's throw a party, whatever. But that's just not their style there at Dive Training. So we're going to talk to Mark Young a little bit and maybe have him reflect on some of his best memories from Dive Training Magazine He's obviously a good friend of the show as well. Also, at the end of the show, you know, there, one of the things about the Dima show is that there is networking going on 24/7, not just at the show. Literally, more business at the Dima show gets done at the bar after the day's festivities than anywhere else. I've done this for.
That's absolutely true, because those bartenders take home some serious coin at the end of the day.
I am hip. I am hip.
Is that what you meant?
Well, then, no, not really, but you're
that
right.
Is true.
That is true. Divers drink like fish. I realized this first at the Dima show. And the reason you go and you network is obviously, you know, you make connections in the industry, and that may lead to another gig, but you may meet somebody new and unique. And we're going to talk about that next, because I think we may have met a new legend here.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Dude, an ancient sunken city.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing it to Ilucha. Oh, yeah. To Inagra, make that thing to Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama, and Walker's Key. So come go with me. Come on. You'll be money. Everybody, let me hear.
Everybody. Hey, you can join us in Bimini for New Year's Eve. Yes, that is the plan. We'll have full details for you next week on the big show, but we are planning to spend our second annual New Year's Eve celebration at the Big Game Club with Neil Watson at the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. We're working out the specifics right now, but of course, it will include a live broadcast from the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort in Bimini at the Big Game Club. And if it's anything close to what the inaugural event was last year, it will be a party to remember. So we'll have full details for you next week on how you can join us and celebrate the new year with your friends here at Scuba Radio. Now, the Dima Show last week, you know, being it was my 15th year, I kind of got this down to a science on how to cover this show for the broadcast, for you know, networking and business relationships that we have here at Scuba Radio with our many sponsors and supporters. And, you know, one thing I've learned is that business is done, you know, at the bar. That's where it's done, much, much more than it is on the show floor at the DEMA show. That's part of it. It's part of the camaraderie after 15 years. It is almost like high school reunion time to catch up with all my friends. And you hear some of it on the air, but a lot of it is just, you know, spent hanging out at the bar, at the Rosen Center Hotel Bar, and catching up with, my, you know, like Simon from Dominica. Mark Young was there from Dive Training on the last night. And we're all just kicking back, relaxing after a great show.
A lot of it, to be fair, would be inappropriate for radio.
True. Someday, there may be an uncensored version of Scuba Radio that we'll record from there. But you know, people that are in the industry, that's where the business gets done. And you go there for two reasons, to get the business done and to possibly network with new folks. Like, you know, maybe, you know, Simon from Dominica has brought someone from his staff, and you meet them and you start networking and talk, share a drink or two or whatever. And one thing leads to another. And it means something positive for you on some level when you're working it from a business side. And then you just meet interesting and fun and entertaining people. You know, after doing this show for 15 years or almost, it'll be our 15th year anniversary, April Fool's Day, 2012. You know, I do have a lot of people that come up and say they listen to the show online or on a radio station or whatever, and it's very, very flattering.
Yeah, you do spend a lot of your time at DEMA apologizing.
Yes, that's my first thing. Like, hey, man, I listen to you all the time. I apologize. And then we continue on depending on where they want to go from there.
Yeah.
Now, that happened at the Rosen Center Bar on the last night of DEMA, and I met a very interesting guy. And he came up to me and he said, I appreciate you and I want to buy you a drink. And his name was Jerry. And I decided to call Jerry up and put him on the show today because I thought he had a very interesting story. And I figured I'd owed him because he bought me a drink. And that was very nice of you, Jerry. Welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
I'm great. I am great. Now, you have not met Bill, but I know you have been listening to the show for how many years, did you tell me?
Lord, it's been a while now.
Seems like the dawn of time, right?
Yeah, you started in the 1970s.
Much. Yes.
And earlier than that.
Yeah, the beginning of it was static.
Yeah.
Now, fine-tuned it.
That's right. Now, Jerry, you have a dive store. Where is it, Bristol, Virginia, or Bristol, Ohio? Where is it exactly?
What about a mile from Bristol, Virginia, and Tennessee?
Okay, Bristol, Virginia, and the name of the dive operation is Mountain Divers, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're out in the woods. You're out there alone. I mean, well, not alone, but, I mean, there's not a lot around you when it comes to diving, I'm guessing, right?
Well, we're in the boondocks, so
the boondocks.
Pretty much we're out to ourselves.
Yeah, it's a unique place to have a dive shop, and I thought, okay, this guy was nice enough to buy me a drink. I need to find out what the heck is going on in that part of the country because I have never heard of someone running a dive shop in your neck of the woods. And literally, it is in the woods. It's out there, right? I'm guessing.
I can look out the wind and see the mountains right now.
Yeah, and I know you have a lot of friends and you have your group of divers from that part of the country. And you head where? You go down to, what, like the coast of Florida, or where do you take your divers?
Well, we do a lot of local stuff here, dive the rivers, the lakes, and we get groups together, and we take off to Florida, North Carolina.
You just take them wherever they
want? Wherever you want to go.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, you do dive in the rivers there. Is this where those shark teeth dives things go on, or where? Or what?
I could only wish.
Yeah, no, you just go in the rivers for the heck of it, because it's nearby water, I'm guessing, right?
Yep.
I gotcha. Now,
see the big fish.
Now, when you're not diving, you kind of went off onto this little tangent. I don't remember how this conversation started there at the Rosen Center Bar after the DEMA show, but you said you had brought some friends of yours some libations from the area, from your hometown. Is that right, for some friends?
Yes.
And we like to call this stuff moonshine, but it's not. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I don't. Can we even talk about this, or are we going to get in trouble?
Well, we just hope somebody ain't listening.
That's right. Well, nobody listens to this show. Come on, you're the only one. Let's be real. And you're in the woods. Nobody knows. But you, last year at our Christmas party, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa Bill helped me out. Didn't he get a bottle of moonshine for his Scuba Radio Christmas
he
present?
He did indeed get a, I think it was like Lightning Jack or something like
something
that.
Something like, it was like a commercial grade moonshine. But you actually know how this stuff is made because it's, they make this stuff in your, like your backyard or something, right?
Well, it's hidden.
It's, well, yeah, okay. You don't have to, you have to know somebody, I'm guessing, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, you got a network of friends you got to go through.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hip. Okay, but you don't mix the two when you're diving, but when you guys are done diving, you can actually, maybe you can, you know, sample some moonshine or whatever you do. Is that like a typical weekend there at Mountain Divers or what?
Well, we try. Well,
you try? You just do what you have to do to entertain and to get by, I guess, right?
Whatever makes us money is what we do.
Well, of course. And if you got to do a little moonlighting on the side to kind of, you know, supplement your dive activities, so be it. That's just what you have to do to survive, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Now, what do you, I mean, you said you liked the show, which is kind of shocking in its own right. And we're going to find out exactly why. And who's his favorite character on the show next? I mean, is this what do you think, Bill? Is this Jerry the diver guy I'm talking to? It might be.
It sounds like it is.
Get her down!
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Speaking with Jerry the Diver Guy from Mount Divers in Bristol, Tennessee. Jerry, by the way, you know, I love your attitude. You bought me a drink there at the Dima Show, and it was very nice of you. And I know you had like favorites of the show. You've been listening to the show for a few years. I'm glutton for punishment, maybe. I don't know. But you had a favorite character on the show. Is that the case? Or a favorite member you liked? Was it a mermaid or what?
Well, I'm kind of fond of Angela. She's a sweetheart.
Okay,
I've met
all right.
A couple of times at Beneath the Sea and Air World Underwater. And
yeah.
She's just a sweetheart.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Now, I know you do a lot of diving, or as much as you can, in between this whole moonlighting, you know, stuff you do with this moonshine stuff. But that's off the record, of course. I know. Those are friends of yours, not you. You just happen to know them, right?
Yep.
There you go, yep. But what about the diving? What has been like your favorite dive adventure that you've done traveling from Bristol, Tennessee there?
Well, I've got so many. There's quite a bit.
There's quite a bit. I mean, is there any particular encounter that you've had? Is it a critter that you like to interact with or a place you like to dive or what?
Well, let's see. I've seen a lot in the water. But probably my weirdest thing I've ever done that kind of made me get out of the water was probably Florida.
Well, that'll
do it. In one of the springs, and you know, you're doing one of the river dives down there, and you kind of go down, and you get the feeling that somebody's watching you. And when you mess around about 5 minutes underwater or so, and then you realize somebody is watching you, and you turn around, and it's probably about 7-8 foot long. Kind of scaly. It's not too good to be in the water with alligator.
Oh, an alligator, a gator encounter. That's what that spooked you. I was going to say, is he describing one of our mermaids there? I was starting to think maybe
one of the larger ones.
Yeah, evidently. But no, it was a gator. All right, fair enough. Jerry the Diver Guy. We got a Dan tip and more of our post Dima show special next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 301. Remember, soft weights can double as a beanbag. So feel free to throw a spirited game of cornhole at your next party.
I am Cornholio.
Oh! Hey, take your mask off the next time you throw that thing, buddy.
Get off my case, hippie.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are you doing over there, Nick?
I'm just reading a news story I found on the internet. It's amazing.
What, the story? I don't know. I can't see what you're reading.
It's not the news story. It's the fact about how easy it is to get information. It's really unreal how much is at our fingertips. And for divers, wow, I can't even calculate how much more there is out there than there was even a decade or two ago.
You're right. It's come a long way. I remember when the only information resource a diver had was the guy at the dive shop.
And there really wasn't much else, was there? And that guy was not always the most reliable source of information.
Have you ever stopped to count the number of resources divers have available to them today?
Shoot, off the top of my head, I can think of about half a dozen.
You still have to count the dive shop as one.
Not just one, but number one. A diver's local dive center or instructor is still going to be the primary source of information. It's where a person learns to dive, acquires skills, and builds their initial diving network. And as their first interactions with sharing of personal experiences and advice, the dive center and instructor will always be very influential and a critical source of information for divers.
I think they're also terrific resources when it comes to advising on gear choices, dive travel, finding other divers. Some even have a dive club to keep you involved and informed.
Absolutely. And they can keep your education going with advanced training.
There's just no end to the information from dive centers and instructors, is there?
Well, that's why I'd rank them as number one.
I can think of one other reason they're great. A lot of times they're the introduction to the other greatest resource a diver has available to them.
And that is?
Dan.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Greg. But we certainly try, and it's our mission to be the go-to resource for divers. It's why all of us go to work every day.
The emergency hotline alone makes Dan an incredible resource. Any diver with a diving emergency can call the hotline and get help, right?
Diving or non-diving emergency, and you can even call Collect.
Doesn't get any easier than that. In addition to the hotline, there's a separate medical information line, also staffed by dive medics.
Yes, and any diver with a medical question can call and utilize that resource. We also maintain a physician network to help connect you with medical professionals in your area who are familiar with diving and diving medicine.
And there's the research you do, the training programs you develop.
Everything we do is geared towards making diving and divers safer. And all the information we have towards that end is information we happily share.
And we appreciate you for it.
Thanks.
So what other resources do you use?
Well, I like reading dive publications and websites to stay up to date.
How many of them do you read?
As many as I can. It seems like each one has something of interest, and there really is something out there for every interest and skill level.
They cover a lot of ground, too. Dive travel, dive gear, topics of common interest, local info, education tales, news nuggets, upcoming events, even op-ed sections, and some. There's not much they miss. And that doesn't even cover the specialty magazines.
Dive publications and websites are a great way to learn and stay informed.
How about books? You notice how many books there are in diving these days?
Yeah, and the list goes far deeper than instructional or equipment manuals these days. You got history, adventure, biographies, even fiction.
I know, it's great. I wish I had time to read them all.
I'm not sure there is enough time to read everything available. I mean, if you tried, when would you have time to listen to the radio?
Time I like to hear people set aside.
Absolutely. I mean, you are the first radio show dedicated to diving, and divers should listen every week. Your show is entertaining and informative.
Oh, shucks.
I'm serious. I think it's great that there's a whole show out there just for divers. And then there are movies and TV.
It is amazing how far we've come, but I think we're forgetting to mention one good old-fashioned resource.
Other divers?
Other divers, right.
And I think they're my favorite of all. No matter how high-tech this world gets, no matter how many books and publications are available, I still love to sit around with a bunch of divers and hear their stories, advice, opinions, shared experience, and war stories. There's no substitute for it. And it really is amazing what you can learn just by listening.
It all goes back to that guy in the dive shop, doesn't it?
Where would we be without him?
No matter what your question, interest, or general curiosity, there are lots of places to go to learn more. Divers today have more information resources at hand than ever before, and there's something to be gained from all of them. So choose one or choose them all, but use them because they're there for you. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And yes, you know, Dan had a lot of stuff going on at the Dima show last week. You may have caught some of it on the show. If you didn't hear the show, go listen to it. Not to mention the fact that they released the latest issue of Alert Diver Diver Magazine, and I am prominently featured on page 16 as the Dan member profile in that issue. Bill, you were quite impressed with that, weren't you?
I was quite impressed with actually, you know, it's a good article. I want to give you a hard time about it, but
We got to give Mo props for writing that article. She interviewed me and did a real good job, actually.
Yeah,
from Dan.
Yeah, Maureen. Halsema? Maureen.
Mo. Just call her Mo.
I'm sure she prefers that.
Yeah, she does, I think. But a real nice lady. And, yeah, it's a great great issue. If I'm, you know, the fact that I'm in it, that just makes it, you know, priceless.
Well, but, there's no question.
Yeah. Are you mentioned in there, in the article?
I didn't see myself come up.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, I didn't see any mention.
What? I mentioned it to Mo. I did mention you.
But you didn't know how to spell my last name, so she decided not to make a mistake, so just didn't put me in.
You sure you're not in there under, like, B?
Other resources?
I give props to B.
Yes.
There. But anyway, you can check it out in the latest issue of Alert Diver Magazine. We have a link to the article.
Mermaid Tony's in there.
With the online article.
He's in there. Diver Dick's in there. No mention of Bill.
Alert Diver Magazine, which, by the way,
wife.
This will be the first issue that is being released on the iPad.
Oh, very
Alert
cool.
Diver Magazine as well.
It's a nice looking article, and it's a good deal.
Yeah. So they were launching that at the DEMA show. It was quite nice to be in the issue. Pete from Scuba Board was there, obviously, at the DEMA show.
You don't mean Net Doc, do you? You don't mean Net Doc.
What did you just say, Pete?
He said K-Pasa.
K-Pasa.
Oh, okay. I say, call me Papa.
That's something we say down here in the Keys quite often.
That's right. He's trying to adapt to his new surroundings in the Florida Keys.
When you see a boat
is just 70 miles away. So
when you see a boat coming up to the mangroves, the first thing to yell is K-Pasa.
Yes.
Just to make sure.
Exactly. And the second thing you say is, ¿Dónde están los baños, por favor?
And that means...
Where are the bathrooms, please?
Okay, of course. Just checking. I knew that. But,
Donde los pantalones.
Now, I know you were at the DEMA show repping Scuba Board, doing your
of
little
course.
Song and dance routine, shaking hands, kissing babies.
I actually did three presentations on social media for Aqualung and one for SDI TDI.
Nice. Well, yeah. I mean, Scuba Board has that corner covered in the dive industry quite well. So why not have the Net Doc take care of business in that
regard?
You know,
I wanted to start each and every session with "I told you so,"
and then don't forget to like me on Facebook.
Exactly.
Right. But
don't forget Facebook. Go on the Scuba Board.
True. Now, tell me something, though, Pete. I know there were a lot of products making their debut at the DEMA show last week. What caught your eye? Anything in particular?
Well, I tried to duck, so nothing hit my eye, actually. A couple things I liked, though.
Yes.
One, was the best of show last year, and I'm going to give it best of show this year, is the Nautilus Lifeline, the radio that you could take down to 400 feet and call the dive boat if they happen to leave you. I think that's got to be one of the best things out there for diver safety that there is. I think it's just awesome.
By the way, it works on the surface, too. If you take it down to 400 feet and try to
use it at depth.
It'll just come out. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I saw someone one time with what they had, a waterproof match, and they were trying to light it underwater. I had to shake my head.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what it's for. Yeah. The other thing I really liked is that there is competition for the GoPro area. Midland Electronics, the people make a lot of those CB radios and marine radios.
All right, well, hold on. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back with some more recap from the DEMA show next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I do like the water.
Water and fish. If you pay half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water. There's a shadow man on the Mexican border. Cuckoo water. Give me some water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, and also Ned Doc, better known as Pete from Scuba Board, is on Scuba Radio with us as we reflect on the new products that were released at the DEMA show. Now, you mentioned the Nautilus Lifeline, a little VHF radio you can take underwater with you, clip it to your BC, come to the surface, just radio the boat, and you're good to go. It has all kinds of extra features beyond that. That's oversimplifying it, but that's a really nice product.
It's got a GPS positioning system incorporated in it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and it's like a couple hundred bucks retail. So,
400, I think it is. Three or 400. I can't remember which.
Is it really that much?
I think it's 300, actually.
I thought it was like 199.
No, I don't think so.
Ah, okay. Well, I
think you're looking
corrected.
At 299 is what it is.
Maybe that's what it was. But a pretty nice little device. If you dive a lot, that'd be a nice thing to add to your safety.
Especially if you get lost a lot. So I'm thinking you need one.
Thanks. Thanks for that. anyway, but what was the other thing you were saying that caught your eye?
Well, there's a couple other things as well. The one, Midland Radio, has come out with a new camera that's like GoPro.
Right.
Except that the lens is already flat, so you don't have to worry about underwater having everything screwed up by the lens, having to put a different lens on.
Right, right. And I know for the GoPro videos, you can get these or get a special housing with the proper lens for underwater photography, but that's like an add-on. Yeah.
But Midland, I think, is up, and I didn't catch the price, but I think it's cheaper, a lot cheaper than the GoPro. And Midland's been around for, like, forever. So if they're doing something, they're probably doing it right. I hope to get one of those in my hot little hands here within the next month.
Okay. Are they the same little square-like cameras like the GoPro?
No, they're more elongated.
Okay, more like a little mini tube, like a
Tootsie
Roll.
Exactly. You can put it right on your mask strap. They've got a little hinge for that. They come with several things. You can put it right on your spear gun,
right?
Wherever you want to put it. You could even probably put one on Bill. Okay, I'm just saying.
Where would Bill? Where would you attach it? Well, no, you know what? Don't answer that because I have enough.
Yeah, please.
I got
it. And by the way, do you think they should rename this the Diving Equipment Market Association and Rebreather for them?
I'm hit. Yeah, did you go to the Tech Day, the Patty Tech Day on Sunday?
I missed the Tech Day. I had to get back here, but I tell you, I was really impressed with Revo's presentation in their booth. I thought that was awesome. I think they're the only ones that have redundant scrubbers. I just thought that was a cool idea.
Yeah.
You can say that again.
That again.
Yeah, right. You guys, quit it. Yeah, you know, I saw the Revo there at the Patty Tech Day. I did go to it at the Aquatic Center, the YMCA, right there on International Drive on Sunday. They they had like probably, I don't know, 6, 7, maybe even 8 or more different rebreather companies.
Was it too high of a number for you to count to? Seriously?
Well, I mean, I was surprised how many different rebreather systems there were on display and they were doing demos for. I saw that Revo thing. You know, obviously the silent diving people were there. That's what
they,
I just got.
They were there. You got Poseidon's new one out. You've got the one from Hollis, which is a brand new redesign. They've also got one out for the novice diver, the recreational diver, which looks real good. There are just a ton of them out there, and I didn't mean to miss any of them out there. If anyone's listening and says you forgot mine, did you hear the announcement too about the Rebreather Forum they're going to have in Orlando here in the spring?
I did not. I probably need to be aware of this. Who's hosting this?
I think I just made you aware of it.
I guess you did. Who's hosting this?
Pete, thanks for taking notes for Greg.
It's actually coming out of the UK. Roz, I don't know if you know Roz.
Sure, I know Roz. Everybody knows Roz.
Oh, yes. Everyone knows Roz. She's very nice. Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming.
That's not a bad impression.
Not here. Nothing to see here.
That's a terrible impression. She's got a sexy voice. Bill, not so much.
Don't try it, Bill, please. Yeah, so they're orchestrating this event in the spring.
Yeah, May 18th through 20 is when I believe the dates are. And that's going to be, if anyone even has an inkling, they're going to have the same thing like they had after DEMA. They're going to have lots of time so you can go out and try this stuff and really learn what this voodoo diving is all about.
Yeah. It turns out it's easy to get a long dive with a rebreather. Just sit back, close your eyes, and think of the queen.
Okay, she doesn't sound, Roz doesn't sound anything like that.
No. Yeah. Like I said, sexy. That's like anti-sexy.
Yeah, it's especially
it's like
when
B. Arthur actually.
Especially when you're looking at Bill when he's saying that. That's
oh my God,
disturbing.
It would send shivers. That's like that'd be like looking at Bill in a banana hammock. I don't think I can tolerate that.
You had to say that. All right.
Did.
So anyway, okay. Well, that's good to know. I'll have to check in with Roz, find out what's going on with that event. But yeah, I was impressed. The rebreather community is definitely starting to show its colors and starting to come out of the closet, so to speak, and really show the world what's out there available and that it's not so techy. And I mean, heck,
or
look,
it's safe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I've done it, and
well,
I loved it. I did. I
was thinking
it was awesome.
The same thing when you talked about you being in the Dan magazine. If you're in that magazine, maybe I could get in.
Well,
holy crap.
How much money you got?
Guys. I don't know, man, but they're digging at the bottom of the barrel here, dude.
Well, thanks for your support, Pete. That means so much to my self-esteem.
Now, to be fair,
you need that perceptive reality.
It's not as bad as you think, because I didn't get mentioned even a single time in the article, so it's not like they went all the way to the bottom.
Well, good point. But it
was an awesome DMA, very heavy on social media, very heavy on technology. side mount systems all over the place. If you like side mount systems, oh my gosh. I mean, they have more side mount systems out there than they have side mount divers, I think.
Yes. You know, side mount's another thing where you put the tanks on the side of you instead of your back. It's another offshoot of technical diving a little bit, but starting to take hold. Just interesting changes happening in the dive industry, and we saw them all on display at the DEMA show last week. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio's on deck. Rumor is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa might stop in for an early seasonal visit.
It already smells bad in here. It already smells horrible in here.
That was me. I had Mexican for lunch. Stick around.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.